Welcome to episode 4 of Yappy.org Sex Sound Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the first episodes. No poetry today, at least no spoken poetry, but a different kind of surprise for you. What we are listening to tonight is a special series of sex sounds that a German member of Sex Sound Lovers sent to me only a few days ago. He has managed to record his female neighbor, whom he describes as follows.
She is a cute, attractive woman and 30. Probably comes from Eastern Europe, living alone. Now and then she has older and apparently married men for visit. Other neighbors suppose that she works as a part-time prostitute.
That was Peter, our guest star for today. Say hi to our listeners, Peter.
Hi.
Well, Peter, that does not sound too bad. And I can tell you, she doesn't either. I have edited 4 sounds from this source for today's feed. The story of the first one goes like this.
It was a summer evening last year at 9:00 p.m. when a sales agent visited her. He was a mid-40s guy and a bit overweight. Her bedroom window was open this time and you can hear her soft moans.
Time has come to say a big thank you to Bimbisman, the member who sent these sounds along with the information. You did a great work, man. If you'd like to tell him what you think about his work, post a message at our Sex Sound Lovers community. You will find the link at yappy.org. Peter, will you tell us about the next time a cute neighbor comes?
I love to do so, Yappy. Looks like more luck for her this time. The man was 20 years younger than the first one, slim and frank looking. He visited her at 8 in the evening. The action began around midnight and ended only 20 minutes later, with him leaving short after. If you ask me, young men don't know how to satisfy a woman. Window was open again, good for us.
Yeah.
Do you have a neighbor with an active and maybe loud sex life? Or do you even have sex yourself from time to time? If the answer is yes, you qualify for a guest appearance on this podcast. There's only one more requirement. You should be willing and able to find the guidelines and the instructions in the website. I know you can do that. Can you? Peter, any more sounds for us?
The next time I accidentally saw her inviting a man who waited in front of the door into her apartment. It happened at about 9 a.m. Candles were burning. 30 minutes after midnight, her bedroom lights went on and off short after. Closed window, but around 1 a.m. I heard her moaning nevertheless. He should have asked her something. Afterwards he left by cab.
That was hot, huh? Visit and join us at yeti.org. All podcast episodes will be archived there and you have access to more than 1500 sound files. Listen to more neighbors, sex in motels, passionate couples and more sex sounds. Plus we have a free and active community at Sex Sound Lovers Yahoo group which more than 5,000 fans of erotic sounds have joined already. The sounds you are hearing right now are a proof of the activity and quality of our community. You will find all information you need at yeti.org.
That was Mary, a truly hot god. Thanks, Mary. And thanks to you out there on your players for listening to the latest adventures of audio voyeurism. Hope you enjoyed this episode with Bimbus Man and his attractive neighbor. Not to forget Mike and Mary. Mike? Mike! Hands off! No, she's mine. You have to introduce one more story now.
I met her on the street that evening with her dog. She has been wearing high heels, preparing for some doggy style, I suppose. A tall, 40-plus years old man arrived at 10:00 p.m. Candles again, romantic hours until 1:30 in the morning when they entered her bedroom. I heard her moaning through closed windows until she came 40 minutes later. Did she finally find Mr. Big? At least he was allowed to stay with her for that night.